Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash, and today we're talking about the power of municipal governments to turn back the clock and reverse decisions that had been previously made. In December of 2017, Gamma Real Estate was building a building located at number 3 Sutton Place in New York City. The building was to be called 58 Sutton. This is a very desirable neighborhood. It's very close to the United Nations, right on the East River, one of the most expensive, most exclusive neighborhoods in Manhattan. The building under construction was to be an 800-foot-tall building, and in response to community opposition to the height of the tower, City Council passed a zoning change, even though the building was already under construction. As soon as the zoning ordinance had passed, they posted a stop work order on the property. Well, you might be wondering, how is it possible that a City Council can pass a zoning ordinance change that would affect a building already under construction? I mean, after all, the developer would have received a zoning approval prior to even breaking ground on the building, and you would think that zoning approval would be irrevocable. Under New York City laws, City Council can change the zoning up until the point where foundation is complete. After that, then the developer would be immune to any zoning changes. But up until that point, up until the moment where the foundation is not yet completed, city can change the zoning. Now, this past week on the Investor Summit at Sea, I was leading a discussion panel on the subject of due diligence. Due diligence is actually a subset of risk management. We've talked on the podcast before about some of the basic principles of risk management. Have a listen to episode 32 for a more detailed discussion on risk management. But regardless, whenever you're developing a project or managing a project of any nature, you want to have a thorough risk management plan. I want to point out that any reasonable, prudent person would assume that if they had a stamped site plan approval from the City of New York, they would feel pretty comfortable that they had the right to start a building and see it right through to completion without the city stopping the project and changing the rules right underneath their feet. Now, I'm bringing this up because I believe in the edict of fairness, and I'm not so naive to believe that everything in life is fair. But when you're dealing with government, you kind of expect them to play by a reasonably consistent set of rules. After all, they're there to serve the people. That is, all the people, not just the people that you believe voted to put you in office. Now, I have to tell you, I don't have all the answers on this one. I really don't. This is a story that, in particular, we're going to be monitoring until it reaches its final conclusion. And over the coming weeks and months, I will give you updates on what happens on this particular project, because it sets a very dangerous precedent, in my opinion. This is something that we as real estate investors have to pay close attention to. However, it's important for a couple of different reasons, not only because it seems like an egregious abuse of power, but also from the perspective of if you as a developer, as a real estate investor, are making decisions based on assumptions that you believe to be true that may or may not in fact be true. This is back to the whole concept of risk management. Another conversation I was having earlier this week was with Chris Martinson from peakprosperity.com, and he made the distinction between a problem and a predicament. Now, these are two words that sound remarkably similar, but they in fact have vastly different meanings. A problem is something that actually has a solution. A predicament does not. With a problem, you can search for a solution. With a predicament, all you can do is handle the consequences in some fashion. Very often, people approach a predicament the same way that they approach a problem, looking for a solution when in fact none exists. Now, I don't know if this zoning change is a problem or a predicament. It in fact feels like a predicament. Perhaps it's something that will get settled in the courts. But I decided to shine a spotlight on this because this is a real-world situation. Whether you want to call it a problem or a predicament, it's a real-world situation that kind of makes you go, Like I said, I really don't have all the answers, but I wanted to draw your attention to it so you ask yourself the question, what would you do if this was your project? My hope for you is that your week is free of problems and predicaments, and as you're getting your start to the week, have a spectacular day, make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.